This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Boothena Nevlin. And so please continue. I'm sorry we had to go to break. That's how we how these shows get paid for. That's how they RBN remains online and is able to do all the good things that they do. All righty, please continue.
Thanks. I was talking about these telegrams and these some of the document released about the memoirs of General President Eisenhower at that time in the 50s. All in all, if I want to summarize it, everything in these things advocate one thing, create a problem between Saudi Arabia and Egypt, try to make the Saudis afraid of Nasser and the Soviet Union, and they tell them that if the Soviet Union, the communists came to the Arab land, they will not get out. Use always communism, just like what they use it here to frighten everybody. They're using the communism to frighten the Saudis. And within this also, we found Dallas doing a great part in this in these events. Eisenhower, 13 March 1956, he said, frankly, that Jamal Abdel Nasser is a big obstacle for the U.S. in implementing the U.S. Or our plan in the region, and we have to do anything we can to prevent any United Arab work and to make problem between him and King Saud of Saudi Arabia. Within this, Mr. Eden, the Prime Minister of Britain, was advocate to all these events. He was very in complete support. I'm sorry.
Whoops.
I'm sorry, Diana. It's happened again.
That's okay. No problem.
We see that, Britain always backing U.S. to in their plans in the region. So this is quite interesting. Mr. Eden, in one of these telegrams, he was rebuking state undersecretary because they don't do good enough and give him a good plan to attack and stop Nasser. All their plans are long-term strategy, and he has fed up with it. So he's really doing rebuking or slamming his employees for not getting good enough in making plans that stop or attack or destroy Nasser immediately. Eisenhower, in one of his memorandums, said, we have to find our man in the Middle East, and we have to build our plan on him, and we have to encourage him. And King Saud is our man there, and we have to build his strength or his power, because he is a man. He is existed in the most holy or sacred places for the Muslim and the Arabs. And there is another minister memorandum talk about the Omega plan. That's Eisenhower Omega or Alpha plan, which stipulate or that they should isolate Egypt and strangle it and starve it, which is I mean, that's what he did always. This is Eisenhower within the plan of Omega. He said, we should try do whatever we can to do anything that takes Saudi Arabia from Egypt. And I want to tell you that Islam is against communism and Quran is against communism, and we should use whatever in them and build whatever we can find in them to suit our plans in America. This is important because this is really a great deal that they use the cover of Islam to destroy the Arab and the Muslim world, like this what we see in Egypt. Promote or support a violent military organization like Brotherhood, and let them do the work for the American. And this is really the when Mohammed Hassanein Haykel, he said, when I found this document, I get astonished and bewildered how much, I mean, the evilness, the deviousness of the American plan at that time of Eisenhower. And the thing goes on and on.
Of course, yeah, Eisenhower.
There's a lot of things, but that's the most important thing that, it's clearly Eisenhower said that we use Islam and Aden and build whatever we can over them to implement our plans in the region. And that's what had happened. And this, the same thing frightened Saudi Arabia from Nasser. They did the same thing with Iraq. They frightened the Saudis from Saddam. Oh, Saddam, after Kuwait, he will come and invade you. So it is the same plan. And Eisenhower is the pioneer of that with Prime Minister Eden. And in these documents that I'm reading to you, Diana, one more very, very astonishing things. The delegation that Nasser went to Egypt and he saw the Saudis and tried to explain that we have no intention to do anything against you and blah, blah, blah. One of those who get in the delegation, later he writes in his memoir, a man called Mustafa Khalil. He said, when I was with the President Nasser, or with the Saudis, I was introduced to a lot of counselors and ministers and assistants of minister and representative of petroleum and big companies. He said, one of the two that I keep stick in my mind, two people. Later, when Egypt did the treaty with Israel, the Camp David treaty, I met two of those people who I remember I saw in that meeting when President Nasser went to the Saudis. He said, those people, they introduced them to me as representative of oil company. Then, when the treaty of Camp David, within the time of treaty of Camp David, he saw those people. He said, one of them was the head of the Israeli intelligence, the military intelligence, and the other one is the head of the Mossad. So from this point, you can see how the Mossad and the Israeli infiltrating the Saudi family and all the Saudi kingdom, which I think I told you that they came with the power of the British power. They installed them and they kicked the real kingdom. So Mustafa Khalil wrote that one of those who introduced as companies representative were in fact the head of the Israeli military intelligence, and the other one is the head of the Mossad. So that's all in all about these documents. And you can really feel how much Eisenhower and Aden and Israel was so keen to destroy Egypt and make a plan to destroy Egypt. That's all about...
Yes. Now, did this culminate, you think, probably with the bombing of the USS Liberty? This certainly... all of Eisenhower's activities led up to that, because they were still on target to destroy Egypt, to blame the Egyptians for what Israel did.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the writer is concluding. They say they infiltrate every place, they spy, they know us, they can do anything, especially within the attempt to destroy Egypt. I mean, Nasser stopped them. And then when Nasser built Egypt, build a military, build everything, that stopped them. So they tried to put Sadat in power, they tried to put Mubarak in power. They want to destroy Egypt completely. And now within the Brotherhood in control of Egypt, I think that's what they want. But thank God the revolution happened, the Brotherhood get kicked out of power.
Yes, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Bethana Nevlin. All righty.
Diana.
Okay, go ahead. So
we come to the Brotherhood in Egypt. Mubarak was a very corrupt president. Everybody knows that. And he is very in good terms and allies with Israel and U.S. But in spite of that, U.S. and Israel want to implement their plan of the new Middle East, which is dividing the Arab state into more small part based on ethnic or religious sectarian division. So Mubarak, within all the mischief that he has and the crimes that he committed into the Arab world, wasn't serving them enough. So when the big Middle East or the Middle East or the New World Order for the Middle East came, Mubarak has to go. So U.S. Took some young girls and boys from Egypt and found something called 6 April Movement, Haraka 6 April, headed by a young man called Ahmed Maher. Those kids really started within Facebook and Twitter, started to preaching or criticizing the government and inviting everybody to go and demonstrate till we topple Mubarak. So they started it. Those kids, or those 6 April Movement, were trained by Freedom House, which is one of the foreign minister, U.S. Foreign Affairs Ministry affiliate. And they were trained in Israel, and they trained in U.S. About how to do it, how to do marginalize the police and the army, how to provoke the people to get them out. So they started it, and they were the big, they call it 25 of January Revolution, which was on the TV, on Al Jazeera and all everywhere. And they managed, because they started it, but they managed to get a lot of people who were with them, because they fed up with the treason and the crimes of Mubarak. So they toppled Mubarak. And at that time, when Mubarak get toppled, the military took control, and there were election. And to the astonishment of everybody, the Brotherhood won this election. And okay, so they elected a president from the Brotherhood called, his name is Dr. Mohamed Morsi, and he was in power from June 2012. Within this time, the worst thing in Egypt happened. Everything deteriorated. Everything destroyed. I mean, the Brotherhood tried to put just their own tribes, their own relatives, a government of cronies, we can say. So they kicked the Attorney General illegally. They put their own Attorney General. His Prime Minister Qandil put his relative and his tribe and everybody. The good, worthy job went to the Brotherhoods. And economy was deteriorating. The value of the currency was deteriorating. Problems after problems start facing. I mean, with the, even Mubarak time, they didn't face this problem. Shortage in oil, shortage in gasoline, shortage in cooking oil. They call it solar. A huge raise in the food prices. I mean, people really, really on the average of explode. And they see all this corruption, and they see, I mean, something. I mean, Barak time there were corruption, but under this guise or in a nice way. But here, everything completely destroyed. So people fed up with this. They try to convince Morsi to cancel his cabinet, resign them, and get a new cabinet. He refuses. Morsi is a strange character. I mean, when I see some of his speeches, Diana, I was wondering how on earth this man could get a PhD from an American university, a school of Southern California. And I was asking my husband, is that a school? I mean, you give them money and they give you a certificate of PhD? He said, no, it's a good school. So I was wondering, when I see the speeches of the man, he's a fool and an idiot. And this is a fool and idiot, not from me. This is from the prominent broadcasters in the TV stations of Egypt. And he was a disgrace. And he was, whenever he go with any president, I mean, his scandals everywhere. And the most prominent one when he met, I think, the Prime Minister, the lady Prime Minister of Australia or Brazil, and he did very bad stuff here. I'll send you the video, you see it. And he was a disgrace, and his speech was a disgrace, and people start saying, what's this? It's really, really a fun, it's dark comedy. Like one of his speeches, he told, I think it was in German, he said, look, responsibility doesn't mix with freedom, just like gasoline doesn't mix with alcohol. I swear by God that this kind of nonsense, or in Pakistan or in Germany, I don't know. He said, look, we don't, نحن لا نريد, he said it in Arabic, civilization versus civilization أخرى. I mean, civilization versus against civilization. Nonsense, nonsense. And you see the audience laughing, and he was really a disgrace. Most people get benefited in Egypt by Morsi's, Morsi's ruling is the satirist. The rate comes up every day. People wait what the comedian satirist is going to say about what Morsi is saying and doing. So,
now, wasn't he intending to sell 40% of the Sinai to Hamas in return for some money?
Yes.
Go ahead and tell us about
that.
Yes.
This is what they discover. I mean, the police and the security forces in his headquarters, they found documented a document that he was intending to sell 40% of Sinai to Hamas, paid by $8 billion money from U.S., so that Israel can kick the Bedouin out of a Naqab desert and settle them in Sinai. That's not the only thing. There were documents that they want to sell the border villages, some of the borders villages that border Sudan and Egypt, I think, and other. I mean, they have intention to erode the size of Egypt. Take this sphere here and sell it secretly, and all in the and will go to. They want to do cut the size of Egypt, give some part here and some part here.
And settle other people in there to kind of make it more multicultural, or what?
Something like that. It's the main thing is destroying the size of Egypt or eroding the any chunk or parts they can sell from Egypt. There are a lot of documents that indict them with high treason or start inflicting the utmost harm the national security, harming the national security. So lots of things.
That almost sounds like what is going on in this country, marginalizing it, you know, getting rid of all kinds of border security and allowing other people to come in.
Yeah. Their security. So people could be fed up. So within the first anniversary of his inauguration, 30th of July, last June, there is a movement start called Tamarrud, means rebellion. Those movement, young men and women, start putting forms in the internet to, you have to sign it.
Okay, and you said that they use Facebook for that?
Yeah.
All righty, let's pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Boothena Nevlin. And you mentioned the use of Facebook and other social media in order to get revolutionary kinds of activities going.
That's correct, Diana. And people start working. I mean, even going door to door. So this Tamarod, they call it Tamarod Rebellion against the president, against the ruling of the Brotherhood. So they start collecting signature, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. I heard it's 4 million in May. All of a sudden, we reached the number 33 million signed a petition to topple Mohamed Morsi, president of the Brotherhood. They came to into the street within a sea, a flood. I have never seen such a thing. A flood of people all over Cairo, all over the main cities of Egypt. One more thing, one slogan, Irhal, mean leave. Irhal, leave. So within this time, 30th of June, people were boiling. Everything standing still, everything, stagnation, everything, nothing working. People, one thing, leave. The Minister of Defense, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, put all the army out just to keep, something will happen. So it was really very critical. So he went to Morsi and told him, people are boiling, do something. They want you to leave. he told him, I will not leave. You know, I am elected president. I am the legitimate president. So he gave him a warning or ultimatum, 2 days. He told him within 2 days, please meet all the opposition leader and try to solve it politically. The people want your cabinet to resign because of the huge corruption. Within 2 days, he did nothing. People in the street, day and night, camping there, they want one thing, Erhal, Erhal, leave. Within 2 days, Sisi came, the Minister of Defense came, told him, that's your last chance. Go and make a speech and say something to the people to calm them. His last speech, Diana, he came, nonsense, for an hour, a whole hour, and he was so angry, and he was pointing with his finger. The last thing he say, look, I am a legitimate president, and the either the legitimacy of my presidency or the blood. That's the thing. I mean, he warned the Egyptian people, the 33 millions who are in the street for 2 days, either you accept me or the war between me and you. Which means he wants the army to go and kill the 33 millions. At that time, everybody came to a conclusion that this man is out of touch. So then Assisi, the Minister of Defense, make his own speech in which he said that Mr. Morsi is under a house arrest until the judiciary system will say, do their investigation, and they will do the last saying for them, because there are many charges against him, and all the charges are documented. And he said, the constitution of the Brotherhood is no more, it's null and valid, no more in use. And he appointed head of the judiciary system, a judge called Adli Mansour. He is the interim president of Egypt now. And from that on, things, calmed down. People went to this, to their houses. The only thing left is the protesters of Morsi. They have two protesting or staging center. One they call Rab al-Adawiya Mosque Center, and one a Nahda Center. Within these centers, now the problem is Egypt. This is a hotbed for crimes. Now there are heaps and heaps of weapons there. His supporters are attacking everything. They are attacking civilians. They are kidnapping people from the street, and they put them in their protesting area, and they force them there. Those who want to leave get killed by their militia. And this is the main problem now in Egypt. How the army gonna dismantle this? Then Assisi came to 26th of July. He asked the people. He said, look, those are we have documented crimes against the Morsi supporter, and it is everywhere. So if you give me authorization to dismantle the protester by using force. So the Egyptian people came on the 26th of July, 40 million people now, all over the street, authorizing General Assisi to use whatever he can, and the cabinet of Adli Mansour to dismantle this hotbed crimes. Protesters of Morsi are. And this was the dilemma now.
Now, what is the population of Egypt, so we can get a sense of how many people are against Morsi?
70 million.
Okay, so more than half have turned out against him. And who selected him to be in office?
Kids and elderly. I mean, those, the 40 million, how many are their kids and elderly who cannot come to the street?
Sure.
Yeah, so, put at least, with their kids, they will make 10 million more for 50, 60, 60 million against 70 million. So, really, all in all, it's the Brotherhood and the break good money of U.S. Against the Egyptian people. And his yes, go ahead.
Now you sent me some videos that showed that the people were on top of roofs and shooting at these protesters. Is that
exactly? This is they call it the Sidi Jaber massacre, and it was the militia of Morsi. They chased some kids on the roof because they were saying "Long live Sisi, Yahya Sisi, no Morsi, no Morsi," and they throw them, as you saw, throw them from the top of the roofs. And not only that, with the big knives, machetes, they came and beat their heads. They were dead, and this was a trick. The guy, they managed to cut one guy, and he confessed, and he said, I told him, what do you want to say? He said, I want to be executed. I mean, you can see how brainwashed those militia are. And I think I send you another video of the activist, Mr. Ihab al-Khouli.
Okay.
He was very angry. The thing that I show you, his anger and his frustration with Morsi after Morsi's last speech, and he starts shouting. He said, "I know. We knew that Morsi is a big liar, but I didn't know that he's so crazy maniac of power. What does he want? What does he want? He wants the people of Egypt get killed. He wants the blood. What did he do to Egypt? This is the greatest civilization on earth. We have a great civilization. And in Tirai Hafinia Mosque, where are you going to go Egypt with those brotherhoods?" So I don't know if you want to air it or not, but it's really, this man is a very respectable activist. And he was so angry, and he has had the problem. And as you saw, the broadcaster, Ms. Rola Kharsa, ended. She said, "We go on commercial now." And he fainted, and they took him to a hospital. So you can imagine the frustration of this nice gentleman, who's a very respectable activist. He's a lawyer, and he turned everybody crazy with his power maniac and his grabbing on the presidency chairs. And he keeps the legitimacy. Okay, now the people, 40 million, are demonstrating against you. No more you have legitimacy. So, yeah.
Right. We do have a caller. Why don't we take a caller, and then we're coming up on a break. But let's take Dee in Minnesota. Dee?
Yes, hello.
Yes, you have a question.
Yeah, I was just listening to her. A few comments, I guess, maybe.
Okay, please.
A question or two. I was in Egypt last year when all this started. When Morsi got elected, it was funny because, I mean, I just going around where I was in a few towns and in Cairo and places, I saw a lot of people, which really surprised me. It was like 8 out of 10 that I talked to were in favor of Morsi, hated the army. Everybody hated the army. Whether they liked Morsi or not, they hated the army rule when SCAF was in. And during the 18 months that SCAF was in, the economy never improved. The same problems that were still going on were still going on. The collaboration was still there. And now you guys got the military rule again, and the same problems are still there. The same collaborators are still there. As bad as Morsi is, I don't see the military changing it.
Okay,
they didn't change it before. What makes them think? What makes anybody think they're going to change it now?
Okay, Busaina, what are your comments?
I don't know. What I have the feeling from the people of Egypt, that is not in favor of. He said.
Okay. Well, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Boothena Nevlin. Okay, so your response to what Dee in Minnesota is saying.
Correct. I mean, what she heard is correct. I mean, Brotherhood, then, they came with enormous amount of money. Just U.S. paid $50 million to the campaign of Mohamed Morsi. That's one thing. $2 billion for 2 years, Qatar paid $2 billion for the Brotherhood. So they come with enormous amount of money. Egypt is a poor country, and Mubarak is really make it impoverish them. So they managed to take a lot of people and put a lot of people under their umbrella and in their favor then because of the huge amount of money. It's right. I mean, I'm sure they say we are in favor of this and we are not against. Everybody in the Arab world will tell you that we don't want military to rule us. That's true. The military, when they intervene in the situation, Diana, they didn't want anything other than stability, and they came by the people, and the people authorization from the people. The Brotherhood came with a big money, came with a big propaganda. They were elected. People gave them chance, really. But what Ihab al-Khouli, this clip, he said the the falsehood of the brotherhood is exposed now. They were as if they were, now they exposed them. They exposed this scheme. They exposed, so they no more want them. The military there, we know the Egyptian military are very patriotic. And the Sisi said, I don't want any position. I want any stability. So things are changed quite a lot now. Now, General Sisi is the number one favorite all over Egypt. You can see his picture and you can see he's, that man has a very charming personality. People think that he is the next Jamal Abdel Nasser. But all the money that the Brotherhood used to buy people or flirt with people or put some people on has gone. People know they exposed them. And that's the situation. They are exposed now. The military there is just for a certain time. The judge who rule Egypt now is Adli Mansour. He's a judge. So the president now is a civilian. He's a judge. And he's doing whatever he can to go on with the election next year, which really I don't recommend making a hasty election, because the other time we did a hasty election and ended up with the Brotherhood. Things have to take its time. And that's what I can say, Diana. But make sure that General Sisi now is number one in Egypt. 2 days or 3 days ago, Washington Post made an interview with him. What he said is quite remarkable. He rebuked the U.S. administration for backing the Brotherhood against the will of the people. And they asked him, do you want to be a president? He said, no, I don't want it. I don't rule it out, but no, for the time being, I don't want it. I want just stabilizing the country. That's what they do. But that's what I can say. I want to say one thing about Morsi. When Morsi put under house arrest and he put in a palace and everything there is for his service, he met some dignitaries. One of them is Miss or Mrs. Catherine Ashton. See, she is the representative of the EU. I want just to talk a little bit how Morsi is important to the EU or to the US. I mean, if you say he is a civilian man, he is now under, there are a lot of documented charges against him, charges that it's high treason and inflicting damage and murdering the demonstrators and everything documented. So Miss Catherine Ashton came to him all the way. She wanted to see him. And General Sisi allowed her to see him after taking permission from the judge. That's make the Egyptian people very angry, because he's a criminal under investigation. Why a foreigner come to see him? But they let, all in all, they let him see him. I mean, the conversation of him and Miss Ashton now out on the press, and really you can see from the conversation how trivial or how, I don't know, evil, trivial, malignant his brain is. She asked him, "How are you?" He said, "Fine, everything fine with you?" "Yes, I'm being served and well fed." He told her, "I have a big refrigerator full of food." I don't. And she told him, "I want to talk to you about giving us some solution so we help you in your legal problem." He said, "I have no solution. The only thing I ask from you is to put me back in power." And she told him, "Look, I see within my eyes that millions and millions of, ten of millions of people took to the street rebelling against your rule, and I have seen it. So I don't think we have any power to put you back in as a president again." He said, "Look, I don't know what you're talking about, but I ask you as a representative for the Security Council or security in the EU to get me back in power. You know, I am the legitimate president." He keep repeating legitimacy, legitimacy, and I should back in power. She told him that it is not in my hand or my power to put you back. That's against the people's will. You have seen that 40 million people and went to the street against you. And he kept telling her about his legitimacy. Then before she leave, she said, "Do you want anything from me?" He said, "Okay, if you can't release me, release Khairat al-Shatar. Khairat al-Shatar is the deputy of the Murshid. The Murshid is the he is the highest spiritual leader of the movement." She told him, "I know Khairat al-Shatar has a lot of charges against him, and he's under investigation. So how can I release him? I don't have this power." He told her all these charges are fictitious, no ground basis or real basis. She said, "That's the one who say right or wrong about this one is the judges. We don't have any power." When she left, she told the president, the Sisi, that she get few millions of dollars to give it to the Brotherhood. I don't know, millions, tens of millions, I don't know how many. But she has an amount of money, and she was intending it to give it to the Brotherhood to help them now when they are going under investigation. And that's really amazed me. In what law, in what circumstances can a foreigner bring a huge amount of money and give it to a criminal? He's under a big criminal investigation. So that give you an idea. What's this EU? Is it a mafia? I don't know. So she told...
Right, European Union, uh-huh.
Yeah, so she told them, "I have the money, but I'm going to freeze it. I didn't give it to him." And after that, she thanked President Adli and the Sisi for letting her. And she made an announced meeting with all the representative or the ambassadors of the EU, in which she said to them the following. The European Union position now, we have to respect the will of the Egyptian people after the revolution. You should know that the Ikhwan rule or the Brotherhood rule and Morsi rule is done. And there is no way we can put him in power back. And I want you to be moderate in your talk or in your statement to the media and deal with things in a balanced way. And she direct her speech to the German ambassador. And she asked him, self-control. I don't know what does that mean. And she told him that, you know, America, this is for everybody. America has its own policies with Egypt, but we have our interest in Egypt, and stabilizing Egypt is one of our interests. So if America want to push things to confrontation with Egypt, that's not our business. They will lose Egypt. But now we have to confess that the public war did a revolution, and they wanted this president to go. And that's it.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. We've run out of time, so I can take the last caller. Thank you so much, Bhuthaina, for your views on this. I really appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.
John Step.